Good afternoon, friends. Thanks for tuning in today for another short devotional message. Today I'm just out at an old friend's house, a family that we have known for many, many years and always been so encouraged and so blessed by their friendship and kindness to us. And they've got a beautiful garden, and there's something about a nice garden that's well kept. And this is a lovely, lovely garden. There's birds singing all around us. I've seen a few rabbits in the garden here as well, and there's squirrels running about too, and it's a beautiful summer's day. Everything is in bloom, everything is flourishing, and it's just lovely to be able to spend time in this lovely, lovely garden. And as I was thinking about it, it just made me wonder, what must the Garden of Eden have been like before the fall? Adam and Eve living in perfect union, living in perfect harmony. And all of the animals around about them before the curse, before the fall, and the lush pastures and all of the trees and the fruit of the trees and the fruit of the ground. And God had given them all things richly to enjoy. And it literally was the garden of the Lord. It was a garden paradise. And yet, sadly, if you know the word of God, that Adam and Eve had been given one simple commandment, one tree that they were not to eat of. And yet they transgressed against the Lord. And the Bible says that as a result of that, sin entered into the world and death by sin. And God cursed the ground for Adam's sake. And it began to bring forth thorns and thistles and briars. And yet throughout the word of God, from Genesis chapter 1, 2 and 3, from that point on, with many references in the scripture to various gardens, the Bible speaks about the Garden of Gethsemane. And in that particular garden, the Lord went before the Father's face in contemplation of the cross and began to pray over that bitter cup. And in that garden, the Lord wrestled on the eve of his crucifixion and reconsecrated and dedicated his life afresh to the cause for which he had come into the world. There's no doubt in my mind that there was no moment at all that the Lord shirked or shrinked away from the work of the cross. But he was willing in that garden to say afresh to his Father, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And then the scripture also says, not far from the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And we often refer to the garden tomb. And in that tomb, the Lord's body was laid to rest by Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. And on the third day, he rose again, according to the scriptures. And it makes me just wonder, as we think about it all coming together, the garden where sin was conceived, the garden where sin was contemplated, the Garden of Gethsemane, and then the garden where sin was conquered, the garden tomb, where the Saviour rose again from the grave. It reminds us of a full salvation that culminates again in the paradise of God. And there's something beautiful about a garden even like this, and it makes me just wonder, what must heaven be like? All that was lost in Adam, restored in Christ, blessings all mine with 10,000s beside. But the book of Song of Solomon describes the life of the church or the life of the believer as being like a garden. God wants us to be fruitful, and if we can understand what we are by nature, that we're sinners by nature and practice, and then as we come to the cross and repent of our sins and enjoy fellowship with the living and resurrected Saviour, these lives of ours that are barren and overcome with thorns and thistles and weeds and briars, they can become fruitful. Song of Solomon, I think it's chapter 5, the end of the chapter says, "Awake, O north wind, and come thou south." That speaks of the Spirit of God. "Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Breathe or blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat of his pleasant fruits." And we trust that the Lord will fulfill that in our lives, that the Spirit of God will breathe upon us, that the Lord will enter in all of his fullness, and that these lives of ours might bring forth fruit unto God. God bless you, folks, and hope you enjoy time in your garden today as well. See you soon. Bye-bye.